Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back to the Dr. Dahlia Show on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Got my prepositions wrong for a second there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If I was going to give any medical school some advice, I think we need to start incorporating more transgender medicine into the curriculum. Well, there's a lot of things we need to start incorporating. Telemedicine. Medicine is changing. The desire of many children, transgender teens, to start going through either transformation or transitioning or puberty blocking is on the rise. I think we're at about 17% of them are very, very interested and wanting to, you know, have this done. And we have a lot of pediatricians out there who haven't been trained in it. It's a field that is very underrepresented medically, and it's a science that still needs to be explored and studied, and it's something that has been kind of brushed over all these years. It was, okay, well, you know, we have heterosexuals, we have homosexuals, we have bisexuals, and, you know, it's a sexual preference thing, and this has nothing to do with sexual preference. You know, there are a lot of gay men out there that really love having a penis, and they love their body, and they love being a man, just like there are, you know, lesbian females out there that love having breasts and a vagina. Maybe not so much a period. This doesn't have to do with sexuality. This has to do with being born in a body that you don't want. That you feel you're a girl. You always felt like you're a girl, and why aren't you in that body? You know, for me, it's interesting. You know, I'm heterosexual. But I did find it odd that I was a girl instead of a dude. I just did. Because as a kid, I'm like, I want to pee standing up. I want to play with the boys. I really couldn't stand Barbie dolls or Betty Crocker bake sets. I wanted to hang out with my dad and not my mom. I liked cars. I want to race cars. I want to fix cars. And so, you know, for me as a kid, I remember thinking with myself, to myself, okay, the boys are going to the boys' bathroom. I got to go to the girls' bathroom. And why can't I just go to the boys' bathroom and pee too? So I'm not saying I was transgender, but I totally understood how I'm thinking, okay, you know, yeah, am I really supposed to be a girl? And then, you know, I fell in love and I'm like, oh, I want to have a baby and all that. And I'm like, okay, whew, yeah, I am glad I have the body that I have. And so this concern that parents have that their child might not be making an educated decision is a valid one, because one might not want to be in the body that they have, but they might later want to have a baby. And so, you know, how do you allow somebody to transition without there being permanence to their decisions? And so there's a study that was published in the Journal of Pediatrics that suggested that pubertal suppression might be very advantageous at this stage for kids, because it can, give them an option. It could prevent teen suicide for kids that think they have no options. Their parents won't let them, you know, undergo transition and surgery. And, you know, and so again, it's a new science. I can't tell you how many times I've been called on telemedicine going, do you manage this? And I'm like, I haven't been trained in it. I don't know. And we probably wouldn't do it over the phone anyway, because you need to have, you know, blood work and, you know, monitoring levels and things like that. But a lot of us aren't trained in it. We don't know. And this is a big demand now, from what we understand. And, again, do not mix it up with homosexuality and heterosexuality. Homosexuality, there's, I was taught in medical school, one in six to one in eight males are homosexual. That is a very, very large number. Transgender is much smaller than that. So we're not talking about millions of kids, but we are talking about a significant number of children out there who may not like their, you know, the gender at which they were assigned to at birth. Now, a big concern people have is how do these pubertal blockers work? Well, you have the gonadotropin-releasing hormone from the pituitary or the hypothalamus. I apologize. That has to orchestrate the hormone choreography when it comes to puberty. And there's medicines that could block it. They're like either once a month injections or others. They could be pretty expensive. One out of the UK is like $400 a month. And these injections stop the gonadotropin-releasing hormone from allowing the testicles to continue growing or the ovaries or, you know, and the pubertal development. What that can do is cause a temporary cessation of puberty. A lot of puberty starts at 10, 11 years old. So if your kid is flat-chested and doesn't want boobies, it might prevent the breast growth. For males, it might prevent the shoulder, the broad shoulder growth, the hair growth, and allow these kids to have a body that might resemble what they feel they need to be in without technically going through transitional therapy later, which is a bear. That's a lot harder to start suppressing the hair growth and the hot flashes and all that. A big concern parents have is, well, my kids don't grow tall. It's not supposed to, from what I understand, affect growth hormone and height. However, there could be bone density changes. If you're not producing estrogen, you might not be building up your bone density. Again, this is too new. It's too early to tell. But, you know, some experts in this journal article, they're suggesting that, you know, this might save off a lot of teen suicide and those who are unhappy with the body that they have. I don't know what the answer is. You know, that's a big, bold move to start doing hormone blocking. And does the average 10-year-old, you know, have the psychological makeup to, you know, make that sort of a decision? Do they have the psychological maturity to make that decision? But we're going up against the clock. You know, once you start to develop the breasts, now you'll need surgery or, you know, the larger testicles. So this is a new field of medicine, but it's going to be a very prominent one. And I don't think we have enough people that know, enough research, and enough, you know, providers. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back with Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got some breaking news. A passenger who flew into LAX from Mexico City is hospitalized and quarantined amid coronavirus fears. From what we understand, they're being treated by a robot. Passenger on a flight to LAX from Mexico City has been hospitalized and quarantined after showing disturbing symptoms, consistent with China's deadly coronavirus. The passenger has not been identified, arrived at LAX on American Airlines Flight 2546 Wednesday night, was met by local firefighters and police. Officials conducted a deep contamination process after transporting the patient to a local hospital. The development came just one day after L.A. County public officials warned that it was very possible that the area would see at least one coronavirus case, given the number of people traveling between South California and China. Yeah, I was surprised only one, you know? So the CDC began conducting health screenings of passengers arriving at LAX, as well as four other major airports across the U.S. I remember they said SFO, San Francisco, and JFK. I wouldn't be surprised if there were others as well. I don't have those other ones. But the first U.S. case, again, was in Washington State. Man in his 30s, his name obviously has not been revealed. But this current patient from LAX is being treated by a robot in a guarded biocontainment room at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett. Doctors are monitoring 16 people. Oh, no, 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 no. That's the other gentleman. The other gentleman is at Providence Regional Medical Center. In terms of this guy from LAX, not sure what the status is on that. But, of course, L.A. is huge. And seeing people, unfortunately, that, you know, and again, coming from Mexico City. So if this person came to L.A. from a flight from Mexico City and he ends up turning up positive for coronavirus, now we possibly have Mexico in the mix as being another possible country. Right now, they're saying over 600 cases. It's going up per hour. Has been reported, including China has the most cases, but also Thailand, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, Singapore, Vietnam, U.S., and Saudi Arabia. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. We do believe it is contagious. We do believe it can be spread by respiratory droplet, breathing, coughing, sneezing, spitting on somebody. We will keep you posted. So, we got bigger fish to fry. But what's making huge headlines? The impeachment trial. So a recent poll, polls have been going back and forth saying, the majority of Democrats want him impeached, the majority of Republicans want him impeached. Other polls have been like, the majority of Americans want him impeached. Others, the majority of Americans want him to stay in office. So depending on who does the poll, you're going to get different data. This poll made headlines because it was in favor of the Democrats. Forbes says here that under the Forbes Under 30 voter survey, 58.6% believe President Trump abused power and obstructed Congress, the two charges he faces in America's third ever impeachment trial. Only 32.8% of them surveyed between the ages 18 to 29 do not think Trump is guilty. The remaining 8.7% are not sure. They're just as confused as the rest of us. A slightly smaller majority thought Trump should be removed from office. So it's interesting because the headlines are like an overwhelming majority of young voters, 58.6%, plus margin of error. It's a little bit over half. But 1,000 people were surveyed, 54.2% said Trump should be removed from office. He would be the first president to remove that have that fate. Similar percentage of respondents who thought Trump was not guilty disagreed and said he shouldn't be removed from office. 8.8% were kind of unclear on what is going on. The majority of young independents said the Senate should remove the president. That's 52%. Smaller subset, 30%, said he should remain president. 17.5% of those did not affiliate with either party. And again, this all kind of stems around, did President Trump withhold money from the Ukraine for them to investigate the Bidens during the campaign? Now, I don't know much about what presidents do. But I thought every day they withhold funding. And they either will, provide money and aid or they won't provide money and aid. And if he decided not to provide money and aid, right, people want to know why. Now, I don't know if every decision on that, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Veep, but in one, I think the prime minister, of Finland in the show Veep, I think touched her boob. And so she wants to declare war, obviously, but no, not going to happen. But, I don't know. Somebody touched my boob and I didn't want them to. They're not going to get U.S. aid. Impeach me. That's not going to happen. Which is why I'm not president. So, for some people, they think this is a very, very serious offense. For others, they're like, okay, the country's going good. The country's safe. Is this a technicality? How many, presidents have done stuff worse and nobody made a big deal about it? Just like with, Bill Clinton, I really didn't think he had to leave office. I thought it was a waste of our money. Entertaining Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. I don't want my taxpaying dollars going to that. I would have probably suggested us getting our money back, and him, not collecting salary for that period of time. But did he, have to get kicked out of office? The other people think what Trump did is, you know, serious stuff. But I bring it up because we are going to probably have a real rough year ahead of us. Not so much a rough year financially, but a rough year with politics. And this is going to be ugly. And we are going to be consistently in the news hearing terms like racist and, you know, anti-woman or, you know, socialism. And, I mean, all these things, whether it's from the Republicans or Democrats, really draw a lot of stress. You know, I don't want to hear socialism. I don't want to hear terms like that. I don't want to hear anti-woman. We need positivity. And the, you know, oh, Trump did this for the economy. Those aren't the commercials that, you know, you usually hear. And for most of us, we're kind of going to be doing commercial free. With the exception of Super Bowl coming up, I'm probably not going to watch any commercials, you know, on TV for the next 8-9 months. So, you know, I'm not sure where we need to go with this. I don't know what would be a good move. Would impeaching Trump be a good move for the country? I think it would be very damaging. You know, I know people don't want somebody who they believe abused power. But until you prove to me that he abused power and he is putting our country at risk when things are doing pretty well right now. And, you know, I think, you know, we got people having jobs. The economy looks good. You know, for now, you know, we aren't at war. I don't want to rock the boat. And I definitely don't want to rock the boat with somebody who's claiming that we all have to change our cars to make them electric, you know, or, you know, give everybody Medicare when we don't even have enough dollars to give the people who deserve Medicare right now Medicare. So it's very, very frustrating. Harry and Meghan Markle, of course, in the news. They're reporting that after they had left and they are in Canada, they will forge a new life for themselves, but they will pay for their own security. Because obviously British taxpayers are like, why do we have to pay for this? British taxpayers have to help support the Queen and the monarchy. That's just something that's always been. You know, and they do have a nice lifestyle, but then again, I mean, they are, you know, it is the monarchy. And so, you know, their role in England can be seen and understood if you watch The Crown. But again, these are the headlines. This is, I mean, we got bigger fish to fry. You know, I mean, I really don't care what really happens to Harry and Meghan. It's interesting. You know, I think they're going to be fine. They're very, very wealthy. They're going to be fine. You know, but again, it's a negative because it starts to shatter. You know, people don't like change. People don't like, you know, discord. You know, people don't like destruction of certain foundations. And it's a different world right now. It's just different. You have some people that would really like to kick a president out. You have other people, they may hate Trump. They may not like Trump. I've spoken to people, but they're like, don't be kicking him out of office now. What the hell are you doing? The economy's fine. I mean, you know, we are so traumatized by what happened during the Obama years that we really don't want to rock the boat, whether you think he's guilty or not. And again, if you think, you know, he's guilty and you're really bothered by him, you have every right to your opinion. You have every right to be passionate. You have every right to vote. You know, I want people to vote. I don't like the ones who are like, oh, I don't care. I want you to care. You know, and I want you to vote. But I also, you know, want us to be, you know, not falling for a lot of the BS that we're seeing back and forth with, you know, with the politics involved. And I think we are spending a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of our energy on something that is more of a political show. 1-877-DOC-TOMMY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's Senate impeachment trial is continuing today. House Democrats are continuing to present their case that the president should be removed from office. As far as witnesses in the trial, many Democrats are still hoping to hear from some, but according to Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, if we do hear from witnesses, they're going to be from both sides of the aisle.
If we get to the point where we call witnesses, I certainly don't think that we should only have Democratic witnesses. And if the White House lawyers want to call Hunter Biden to understand exactly what he was being paid, $80,000 a month to do, then I think that would be entirely appropriate.
The State Department and the CDC are warning Americans that have been to Wuhan recently to seek medical care immediately if they start to feel sick. The central China city is the epicenter for the new coronavirus that has killed at least 17 people, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
hey, Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So one issue that keeps surfacing on the Democratic side is how they're going to pay for college. And I need to talk to you guys about the college dropout rates. And I don't know if anybody is kind of putting the two together. So as you know, the Democratic presidential primary is around the corner. I believe Florida votes on March 17th. First caucuses take place in Iowa on February 4th. I bring up Florida because this article is coming from U.S. Oracle. Oracle. That makes sense. Good. Anyway. And according to an aggregate of polls by Real Clear Politics, the top four candidates in a crowded field are Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and then South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. And so many of them have discussed what they're going to do for a college. Biden is going to have a college affordability plan that would double the maximum value of Pell Grants, giving students more money to pay tuition that they will not have to pay back. Students with loans who make $25,000 or less post-graduation will not be obligated to make payments, and their loans will not accrue interest. Biden's plans will also give Americans 2 years of tuition-free community college. Now, I'm not too much of a critic of that, because when I was in medical school, your student loans couldn't get paid right out of medical school because you were a resident. And when you were a resident, you were averaging like about $1.10 an hour. You were not really making, I'm talking about like a dollar to a dollar fifty, because you're working 36-hour shifts. And so I think I made, right out of medical school, I think I was making $35 a year, which is fantastic money for me because I'd grown up poor. But $35,000 a year, pretty hard to then turn around and pay off your student loan debt. So we were able to defer our loans until we got out into after medical school and got a job. And then we had to start paying right away. So that made sense. We had to still pay. Didn't get wiped out, but yeah, it did make sense. The 2 years of tuition-free community college is nice. I mean, a lot of people can't do much with an associate's degree. You know, it's just like high school. You know, so it's going to unfortunately kind of dilute the associate's degree because, you know, if everybody goes to high school and then they do the 2 years or they combine the high school and that, okay, they got an associate's degree, but then everybody has one. What does that mean? So it just kind of kicks the can down the road, but that was Biden's plan. Buttigieg said he is going to make public college tuition free for families who make less than $100,000 a year. It also calls for income-based repayment where graduates pay a fixed percentage of their income toward their student loans. After 20 years of payments, the remaining student loans would then be forgiven. I think right now it's 25 years. If you don't pay off your student loans in 25 years, the rest is forgiven. Warren's plan calls for the cancellation of $50,000 worth of debt for 42 million Americans. 3 in 4 Americans with student loan debt would just have their loans wiped off, leaving 20% of students with debt partially alleviated. She couples the student debt cancellation with tuition-free public college available to everybody. Pretty expensive. Sanders' plan would cancel all $1.6 trillion worth of student loan debt completely. Just don't worry about paying us back. And I'm like, well, then where's all the money? We need that money for all the other stuff that the Democrats want to do. Like, what about Medicare for All? Don't we need some of that money for that? The interest loan would cap at 1.66%. I think mine was like at 4 to 5%. I forget. He couples this plan with tuition-free public colleges and trade schools in order to ensure that the student debt crisis doesn't pop up again. So, they believe that student loan debt causes people to not be able to advance. And if they were able to alleviate that, people would then hopefully be able to, you know, become middle class, upper class, get a job, etc. Additional Pell Grants, they say, fail to alleviate the burden of students who are already overwhelmed by student loans. Even those making more than $25,000 a year still find themselves set back. Now, the big problem, again, with the two-year college is most people need a four-year college degree. But the reason why you need a four-year college degree is because they're trying to separate out those who have a college degree and those who don't. But once everybody has a college degree, now they're going to need, well, who has a master's? Who has, I mean, remember, the purpose of the degree isn't so much, you know, well, you know, they took these classes so they know, you know, what to do. Trade school does a better job of that. I mean, I didn't learn how to be a doctor in my biology classes. It gave me a lot of foundation, but I really couldn't get much of a job with a biology degree. So when you look at what the candidates want to do for college, you're like, well, that's very, very admirable. And if you promise 42 million Americans, and that's their way of combating Trump and the economy, we're going to get rid of your student debt. Vote for us. Well, that's the biggest bribe I've ever seen, and that's a real juicy bribe. But does it make sense? And nobody's talking about, if they are going to do this for people who end up dropping out. So 1/3 of college students, from what we understand, drop out completely. More than half of students enrolled in college aren't doing it in the 4 years that we used to be able to do it. They've taken over six. They say 57% of students enrolled in college are not even done after 6 years. Of those students, 33% just drop out entirely. Many of my kids' friends, I've already dropped out first year. 24% may stay in school, either full-time or part-time. 28% of students drop out before they even become a sophomore. Of the 72% who stay in college, according to Credit Donkey, 60% stayed at the same college where they started, the remaining 12% transferred. Community college dropout rate was about 43% of students. 43% of students enrolled in a two-year public school dropped out. They think because a lot of these students get stuck in these remedial classes, it lengthens the time to graduation, and the likelihood of finishing. So, like, what's going on? Now, what about places like Harvard? Well, Harvard, graduation rate's 98%. They will not accept you if they don't think you're going to make it. And if you do get accepted to Harvard, you're not going to want to drop out. So, here's now some statistics by race. 38% of Caucasians drop out of college. 1.2 fewer Asians drop out of college than Caucasians. 63% of Asians complete their intended degree. 62% of African Americans do not complete their intended degree within 6 years of enrollment. 54% of Hispanics enrolled in college, but they do not complete their degree within 6 years. So what are the top reasons? Well, they say the top reason, students say, according to Public Agenda, is money. It wasn't the high tuition bills. It was they wanted to work. They had to work. They had to support themselves. And it was too hard to do school and make it to their job. I worked three part-time jobs with school. It was rough. If I had a job that gave me a hard time, I had to find another part-time job. Luckily, there were plenty of part-time jobs at the time, but I had to work. I had to support myself. And it was tough. You have to eat or go to school. And I just said I'm going to do both no matter what. Probably slept an average of 4 hours a night in college on a good night. But many students work while going to school. 31% of those citing money as a reason for dropping out said, yeah, it was from high tuition. But 54% said they couldn't work and do school, at the same time. Then a lot of them, they don't like it. They take a class. It has nothing to do with what they thought. They were like business. Oh, my gosh, business, you know, I think marketing and Wall Street is fascinating stuff, but the business classes are drier than dry. So they're probably sitting there going, I don't even like this stuff. Social life, also. You drink, right? You party. You don't show up to class. You could fail out. A lot of parents stop, you know, pay. Like, I'm not going to pay if all you're going to do is drink and smoke. So, and then also homesickness, too. So, you know, while we are looking at these, you know, these decisions that we're going to make broadly on how we're going to pay for college, I think we need to kind of do something with the college dropout rate first. 1-877-DOCTORLEE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Harvey Weinstein trial is underway. And actress Annabella Sciorra testified in court that he raped her over 25 years ago. She is the one, I don't know if you remember her, a very beautiful lady. She was the one in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, you know, the mom that got, you know, assaulted by the gynecologist. And she was also in Sopranos. She played his mistress. She said that he raped and sexually assaulted her at a Manhattan apartment in the winter of 1993 and 94. During her testimony, she called Weinstein the defendant, rarely used his name. At one point, she was presented with a photo of herself that she said was taken for a play she was working on at the time of the rape. She said that the photo reminded her very much of being raped by Harvey Weinstein. Her voice quivered during her testimony. She became particularly emotional, recounting the period after the alleged rape. She said she would cut her fingers and hands and smear the blood onto a wall she was painting. When she said wherever she smeared the blood, she would mark it with a gold leaf. When the prosecution asked why, she said she didn't know. Her testimony came a day after prosecutors and defense attorneys gave their opening statements in Weinstein's trial. Prosecutors say the Hollywood movie tycoon raped and sexually assaulted young women and actresses, including her, over the course of decades. At the end of this trial, the evidence will be made clear that the man seated right there was not just a titan in Hollywood. He was a rapist, sexually assaulting these women when they refused to comply with his desires and his orders, and then using his power and prestige in the entertainment industry to ensure their silence. And so it's horrifying when you hear this. I mean, we've known that people like this have existed. It's just everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And, you know, you do always worry that other people can say, oh, yeah, me too. He did this to me too. And, you know, does he, you know, deserve due process? Does he deserve some protection, you know, from people who might lie and say, yeah, it happened to them as well? But in the industry, and I, you know, didn't undergo, I mean, I had my own, and we've already talked about what happened to me. But in terms of the showbiz industry, it wasn't as, that's not where most of my issues happened. But, yeah, I was told I had to take off my clothes. I was told, I said no, and I was like, I'm out of here. Yes, I'm not an actress, and I'm not big in Hollywood, and I knew that if I wanted to be, I would probably have to say yes. And I just didn't want to. I was pretty religious. I was like, that's not what I want to be. And that's not how I want to be it. You know, and look, I'll be honest with you. Us young women, this was no secret. You knew that if there was an opportunity, okay, to, you know, become, let's say, to get a gig or to get a role, that somebody, it might not be the easiest route, somebody might come into play and say that you would have to perform, you know, certain favors. And we knew, yeah, I remember talking to my friends about this, going, it's not going to happen, not to me, not going to happen, no way. And, you know, we were like, okay, please, please, you know, you're going to get a chance to, you know, be in a movie with Bruce Willis, and you're going to, and I'm like, no, no, because it's a sin, and there's no guarantee, no way, no way. And I remember, I mean, no, but it was kind of an understood risk you took, that if you wanted to go into show business, any forms of it, you know, you say no could end your career. But it also stunk that people who made it were assumed that, well, because they slept with them. And, you know, you have actresses out there that made it without having to do that. We don't know how many there are. We assume there are some of them, but, you know. So, you know, many actors and actresses, I'm not saying this in terms of Annabella cases. I don't, you know, exactly know what all the situations are, all the stories and allegations are. But, you know, there are women that did, you know, date or allow, you know, themselves to be a part of the deal. And it wasn't a secret. It was, you know, she said in this particular case, she described it where she met Weinstein at an industry event in the early 1900s. He bullied her into taking a role in a movie he produced. She said she became part of Miramax's circle, attended events and dinners around New York City. In the winter of 1993-94, after dinner at an Irish restaurant in Manhattan, he offered her a ride to her Gramercy Park apartment. She left him and was getting ready for bed when she heard a knock on the door. She opened it a crack, he barged in, backed into her room, pinned her to the bed, and raped her. She told him to get out. She told him no. They say, but Harvey Weinstein was undeterred. She remembers at some point giving up her fight and just hoping it would end. And I'm not going to go into any more detail, but these are kind of the stories that we're going to hear in the news that, you know, unfortunately, happen. Whether it's a, you know, I'm going to give you a ride home, I'm going to, you know, I think we talked about this. Some young women have gotten DUIs, and you look at them going, okay, well, you know, they have a history with alcohol abuse, they have a, you know, they need to go to jail, they need to, you know, go through a whole bunch of rehab, and many times it was somebody who went to a party and they didn't have a safe ride home. And for those of us that, you know, ever were driven home, in my case, it wasn't that I had been drinking. It's just my ride hooked up with somebody, and so I needed somebody else to drop me off so I could go to school the next day. So when somebody gives you a ride home, it's dangerous. And, you know, I'm wondering if police are kind of questioning, not that anybody should drive drunk, but you have a lot of young women who may drive when they probably shouldn't be, not so much because they're like, oh, I can do it, I'm fine. It's because they're afraid to have somebody give them a ride home. It's, you know, Tinder, by the way, now is adding a panic button to its app. There's a new panic feature such that it's going to be rolled out with the dating service at the end of the month. It's a technology that tracks the location of users and notifies authorities any safety issues that is built in by the company Noonlight. Tinder has not said when or if the service will be rolled out to the rest of the world. But there's this safety feature now. Uber has an emergency button for people booking a ride, as well as drivers that can send the model, license plate, and GPS location to the police. So according to the report, when a Tinder user heads out on a date, they will be able to log information in, such as the time and location. If they feel threatened by the person they've met up with, they could then trigger an alert that sends details to the authorities. Users will be able to add a badge to their Tinder profile and let others know that they're using the Noonlight feature. So they kind of liken it to the lawn sign from a security system. It tells them I'm protected, and that is a deterrent. Tinder says the location information entered by the users won't be used for marketing purposes. It will be held by the third-party company Noonlight and not the dating app. So the company also had to consider the risk of somebody accidentally triggered a false alarm that causes police to turn up to a date like a butt dial. That would stink. They said the false positives are taken into account. If someone doesn't respond, worst case, someone shows up and knocks on the door, it's not the worst thing in the world. So Noonlight actually requires a user triggering an alarm to enter a code. If the user doesn't respond or responds by saying they're unsafe, then the emergency services will be called and asked to attend. That always concerned me. If somebody grabbed my phone and then I couldn't, you know? Well, they now have underwear with buttons in them or things like that. I think there's going to be some fantastic technology. So for those of you that have daughters that are out there going out on dates, you know, you want to protect them. So, so the company is always looking for, you know, ways to protect people. Apparently, this dating app kind of traced back to 1995 when Match.com was first launched. You could have a profile, meet people. Then eHarmony came out in 2000, then Ashley Madison, and then OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Grindr, and then Happn on 2013. Tinder was launched in 2012. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCKELLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.